Joining us in the studio is business leader and guru Hixonia Nyasulu for Boardroom 101. She's served on multiple global boards and is the perfect person to give you business advice. This morning, we've got her back to discuss managing office politics in this morning's episode of Boardroom 101. Good morning, Hixonia.
Morning, Darren.
Just about every office is not immune to those water cooler moments, the gossiping behind each other's backs. I mean, it's only human. How are we supposed to manage office politics effectively?
Okay, I think we need to make it clear that office politics is not really just about the gossip around the water fountain. It's not about who got to get leave in December when everybody else was told no leave in December. It's not even about who is the boss's favorite. It's all about understanding the unwritten rules around the office. It's all about understanding what makes the office environment tick. Because how else are you going to know how to play the politics unless you put your ear to the ground?
Okay.
Office politics is about connecting with people, understanding how to build alliances, and understanding what are the levers that you need to pull to make sure that you are visible in the right places, to make sure that you are known by the right people, to make sure that your name is in the room when things are being discussed. So most people think, you know, office politics is such a dirty thing. I want to keep away from it.
Yeah.
I just, you know, many people just say, I keep my head down.
Yes.
And I think you must have heard.
I avoid the corporate
politics. I just keep my head down and I avoid the corporate politics. Keep your head down when people are gossiping.
Yes.
In fact, run 1,000 miles.
100%.
From gossip. But keep your finger on the pulse of what is happening in the office. So that is the politics we're talking about when we talk about office politics.
Okay.
Understand who the influencers are in the office. And I'm not talking about sucking up to them, but understand who the influencers are. Because when you understand who the influencers are, you understand how you should position themselves around them.
Mm-hmm.
Not by stepping on other people's toes, but making sure that you are visible, making sure that you are top of mind in their heads, making sure that if they were looking for someone to volunteer for a position or a job or some exciting project, your name pops up first. And so it is about building alliance, getting close to even employees at your same, at your own level, who have influence in the company, making sure that you're building alliances, making sure that you're building friendships, professional friendships, so that people always keep you in the loop. And I use the analogy of the scrum. I mean, I've never played rugby, so it's a very dangerous
analogy. Tell me this analogy.
Yeah, but I mean, I often say, unless you are in the scrum, you're not picking up all the tips that are happening in there. You know, go left, go right, do this. And, you know, I've often wondered when I watch the scrum, what are they whispering about? And so I said to my sons who've played rugby.
And you also wonder to yourself after a scrum why certain people high five each other.
Well, precisely.
Okay.
Precisely. And so I give the analogy of the scrum and say, those of us who are watching the scrum from far have no idea what those heads that were put together were whispering.
Yes.
And office politics is pretty much like the scrum.
Yes.
You don't have to contribute.
Yeah.
But if you're in the scrum, you're hearing the trips, you're hearing the strategy, you're hearing the plan as to how to proceed. And that helps you position yourself also.
You see, you should have started with that. Managing office politics, get in the scrum.
Get in the scrum.
If you started with that, I would have got it.
Exactly. You know, and that's a message I want to leave on this particular topic is, yes, don't get involved in the politics of gossiping. Don't get involved in the politics of complaints and that, but get in the scrum, because it's when you're in the scrum that you understand. When we get out of the scrum, what are we doing?
Yeah,
everybody understands which way they should run.
Yeah.
If you were not in it, you're going to collide with everyone else running, you know, and you have no sense of where they're going. And that's how I would like people to perceive office politics. It is so important to be in the scrum at all the time. And that's what makes you top of mind in people's.
And it'll help you get ahead.
And it'll help you get ahead.
Perfect. I get it. Thank you, Hixonia.
Thank you, Darren.
If you missed today's episode with Hixonia Nyasulu, head on over to our podcast section right now. ecr.co.za. Just click on East Coast Breakfast and then share this with absolutely everyone you know who is trying to get ahead in business. For more information on today's topic, head on over to htothepowerofyou.com and make sure you tune in every Monday morning at 6:51 for Boardroom 101.